The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman speaking to you this morning with Janet Cimarelli from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, Florida. It's a beautiful morning. Skies are nice and clear, a little on the breezy side, but we're expecting temperatures up in the 80s. And in the store, we'll have it nice and comfortable, somewhere around 72 degrees. Make shopping very, very enjoyable. Janet, it's nice of you to be here with me this morning in this palatial office of yours where we're broadcasting from, and we will be broadcasting every day. So I know that you have some thoughts about that, because I know in the past we've had to manage to go up to the studio up in Boca to do the show. And here we hope that people that are listening to the show, whether they be in Miami or Palm Beach or anywhere else, are listening to us loud and clear. And we do know that it's also broadcast on an FM station, which if people can't get 1470 AM clear enough, they can go on to 95.3, which is the FM partner to the WWNN 1470 AM. And the show is broadcast every day, Monday through Friday from 10 to 11. We do a rebroadcast of one show during the week on Saturday from 10 to 11. And I don't know what other times that the management of Beasley does, but they could broadcast the show at any other time during the 24-hour period when the show is not on. So I want to welcome all of our listeners to the show. And I want to welcome Janet, because she's sitting in her office chair waiting to see people today. And I know you were very busy yesterday, Janet. We had a ton of people here.
Yes. Good morning, Al. And yes, I was so busy yesterday. And people, I have to say, came in and were astonished at the inventory. You have such an overwhelmingly complete inventory. And then when they found the products that they love and have been using for a while and looked at the prices, oh, they were so happy. And so all of our listeners who were not able to come into that very, very first day opening here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, come on in now, because yes, I'm ready and waiting for you. I have a beautiful office, and we can sit down and address your health priorities, and then you can take care of your supplement needs without breaking the budget. So what an incredible job you've done, Al Foreman.
Thank you very much, Janet. I didn't do it myself. We have a crew here headed up by Anita Arabia, Adam Lehman, Kyle Zant, and a supporting staff that includes Tom Bonds, Dorothy Loudon, Tatiana, and Scott Kelvin, who's in the back right now receiving a very, very large order of Now supplements. So, and the people that are not here right now, we still have Randy Feldman, and we have
Gail,
we have Sally, and we have Beatrice, so we have, and Lorraine. So we have a great supporting staff to be able to help people find what they're looking for and put forth, I think, the idea that you had mentioned, or the thought you had mentioned, about a saying that you said the prices were jaw-dropping.
Oh, they were. And I watched people looking at the prices yesterday, and they would be saying, oh, my goodness. And one of the clients that I've had for years and years, you're selling something here for under $20, and she bought it in another location for over $40, and she actually teared up. So people are going to be so amazed, and it's coming at the absolute perfect time of the year where people's budgets might be strained a little bit because of all of the gift giving and holiday partying coming up, but they won't strain their budget here at Save-A-Lot.
That's for sure, Janet. And we try and make it easy for them to find what they're looking for because we have what we call brand-blocked products, which means that if you're coming to look for Jarro, you'll find all the Jarro in one section together. You don't have to hunt around the whole store to find something. If you're looking for a Solgar product, it's all together. If you're looking Country Life, you're looking for Life Extension, Future Biotics, any Solaray, Garden of Life, New Chapter, you name it, all the products are together, and that includes personal care products, which we don't really speak about too often. I know you had a guest last week from Dr. Woods.
Oh, what a show.
And yeah. All of his products are together.
Right.
So when people come in looking for a specific company's product, they don't have to search around and waste time looking for the particular product. They just go right to the area. If you can't find the area, one of our great staff will lead you right to the area, and then you decide what you want to do.
Right.
We are not in the selling business, Janet. We are here to offer service to the consumer. People come in to see you.
The providing business.
There you go. People come in to see you. They have a health challenge. They have a health question. They have a health concern. And you are open and above board by giving them the feedback that they need to be able to correct those situations. And without the corrections, they're back up against the wall, and they're faced with a situation where if they go to mainstream medicine or mainstream doctors or mainstream naturopaths, however you want to describe it, they're back in the same situation. They haven't corrected the problem, and that's where you come in. And I know that the people that left your office yesterday were most thrilled and most happy that you were available to speak to them on a one-on-one basis privately. And I think that's another key point, that people don't have to be scared or intimidated.
Not at all.
Around them or what's around them.
Right.
That's not the case. So I was very happy to see that.
Okay.
Now, over the years, I think people have gotten to know that the major illnesses that are facing us today are probably heart disease, diabetes, and Alzheimer's is coming on strong. But I think the number one disease or illness that most people fear and can't stand the name, that's cancer. And I know over the years you have been able to help many, many patients, many treatment patients, many people who have been diagnosed with cancer situations to overcome it and heal themselves in a way that would suit them without going totally mainstream. Because totally mainstream still haven't found the issues or the underlying issues as to what causes the situation and how people can correct it. They don't know about homeostasis. They don't know what the body is like. Well, you do. In your years of experience, what would you say would probably be the most devastating type of cancer that people have come to you with?
Well, I think in people's minds, the diagnosis of pancreatic cancer engenders the most fearsome response, the most fearsome outlook, because they may have seen people diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and in just a matter of months, those patients have passed away, because so many of the mainstream medical approaches for pancreatic cancer are extremely toxic and certainly unsuccessful. So I think that's probably the one diagnosis that many people fear the most.
And with the issue of smoking, I would imagine that lung cancer is another devastating illness, and you see different commercials on TV about what smoking can do, and yet people still don't give it up.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, Al, because over the weekend I had an opportunity to see a movie starring Russell Crowe and...
Famous actor.
And it was called The Insider. and it had to do with what the tobacco companies were saying with regard to cigarettes, that it was not cigarettes that were contributing to cancers, and it wasn't their business was not a business that made people ill with lung cancer. And for any of our listeners who may not necessarily be familiar with that time period and what went on politically and medically and economically, I would highly recommend this movie. It's called The Insider, and it talks about a Dr. Jeffrey Wigand, who was a research chemist with a tobacco company, and he was the individual who actually brought forth all of the information with regard to the chemicals in cigarettes and everything the tobacco companies may have been doing to hide the fact that their chemical, that these chemicals were present in the tobacco. And one of the phrases that caught my attention in this movie was the chemicals added to the tobacco actually caused the nicotine to cross the blood-brain barrier and had a much stronger and dramatically addictive effect on the users. And so when you say people can't give it up, it truly is a chemical addiction known and used by the tobacco companies to keep people buying the cigarettes.
They're hooked is what they do. They hook them on the chemicals that are in the nicotine. But the other interesting point, when you think back years ago, you and I are in a class of people that have been around a little bit longer than the millennials. And when you think back to the commercials we used to see on TV with doctors smoking, enjoying it, the pleasurable of smoking a cigarette, and then you saw actors and actresses in many different movies that espouse the benefits of the luxurious feel of smoking a cigarette. And they played that up dramatically and for many, many years. So that was a contributing factor to why people took up smoking at an older age. But I hear some music, Janet.
And that music means that you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and we are taking a short break. Stay tuned. More to come from Save-A-Lot.
Bring your blood work. Bring your supplements. Talk about health issues. We can get your natural approach organized with your priorities in mind. Come on in 6 days a week. Call for Janet's Hours at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Get started on your health plan today. Walk in and sign in to sit down with Janet Cimarelli, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655. 307-1655.
Okay, we are back. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli. And we're talking about the issue of cancer as it affected people over the years and how nicotine has been a foundational product in the fight against cancer, because most people that caught up the habit, and I use the word habit, of smoking, have really destroyed themselves. And they still may not have learned the important factor as to how to quit smoking. And I think that's probably the biggest issue that people have, Janet, is that how do you quit smoking? Or what are some of the steps that people can do to quit smoking? I know that's a topic that you may have been dealing with for many, many years with different people that come in and see you. They want to give it up, but they just don't know how.
It is, first of all, recognition that they are addicted. They are physically addicted to a specific chemical or profile of chemicals. And once acknowledging that, one of the ways that I talk to people about coming off different medications, in my view, would apply to separating yourself and your lungs from nicotine. And it would be to get the smoking under 10 cigarettes a day. Okay.
Is that step number one?
That's step number one. So very, very gradually. Pretty much my recommendation would be each week to reduce by one cigarette a day until you are under 10 cigarettes a day. And then I tell people to coast a little bit, because you're just giving your body a little bit of time to adjust without that continuous exposure to the chemicals in the cigarettes. And then I would have them use a number of different supplements. And number one, I would tell them to be using coenzyme Q10, and my preference would be ubiquinol, and using a very high dose of ubiquinol. And the reasoning is to enhance and support and stabilize their oxygenation systemically. And I find that their brain chemistry improves because of that enhanced oxygenation. With that change in their brain chemistry, there is just a very subtle relaxation, that they're not as tense, aggravated, anxious, and angry, because anger is a huge issue when people are coming off nicotine. They get angry. And when you support the oxygenation with the coenzyme Q10, very specifically the ubiquinol version of coenzyme Q10, and at least a 300 milligram dose a day, very, very important, and that's the starting point. Then, because that oxygenation not only helps their brain, but is systemic, overall, they are improving. Then vitamin C, critically important, because there is so much free radical damage to cells all throughout the body. Very concentrated, certainly, damage to the lung tissue, but free radical damage throughout the body. So vitamin C is a very important aspect of that. And one of the things that I suggest to them is that they find a powdered vitamin C and add a little bit, anywhere from a quarter to a third of a teaspoon of powdered vitamin C to the water, and that they're drinking that vitamin C enhanced water all through the day. So they've addressed oxygenation, ultimately anger issues, and then they have addressed helping to protect their healthy cells and minimizing the potential free radical damage that occurred with the smoking. And then the last one that I recommend, and this is the second step, these adding these
this is when they get to 10 or below.
Right. Then I suggest that they take niacin formula, because niacin is also known as nicotinic acid. Nicotinic acid is able to plug into some of the receptors on the cells that nicotine would plug into. Nicotine doing a damaging effect, the niacin doing a beneficial effect. So that's step one and step two, and then we continue based on what that individual needs.
Well, talking about niacin, niacin is a benefit for many different areas of the body as far as opening up the blood vessels, capillaries, the veins, to give a better blood flow. But would you venture to say that no flush would do the same thing?
No flush is going to do some of the same things, and keeping in mind that one of the things that nicotine does is constrict the blood vessels. So we are essentially changing the biochemistry of those smokers.
So your advice would be to use regular niacin.
You have to start gently.
Very low.
Yes.
And because of the hot, the heat that niacin generates when it gets into the body and starts its working.
What happens is after the people experience that dilation of blood vessels all through their bodies, there is a very distinct sensation of calm. And that calm is also something we're looking for the smokers.
Well, that was my next question about calming. Did you ever recommend lithium or GABA to help people calm down?
It depends on where each individual is and what they're looking for. So we would proceed like that. Sometimes people kind of move, not necessarily their addiction, but their preference to coffee. So they might overdo caffeine. Sometimes they might use a pharmaceutical that is either stimulating or calming. So it depends on the individual where I go next, but GABA and lithium, both superior natural substances that are so helpful in different issues.
How about the association between smoking and, let's say, finishing a meal or sitting down with friends over a cup of coffee? Or sitting down with friends over a glass of wine, or any one of a number of circumstances that are conducive to them taking out a cigarette and lighting it up. So I imagine you have issues that people come to you with respect to those types of situations that force them, so to speak, to light up a cigarette.
Okay, so during those circumstances, they might be using possibly a mint. They might unfortunately make a change toward sugar. There are any number of different suggestions here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center that I could make to individuals based on how they feel. Are they feeling anxious and they need something that's calming? Or are they feeling like super stressed and needing, again, a calming? Or are they feeling just exhausted that I feel like I have lead in my shoes and something to be uplifting? So there are a lot of different ways that different paths that people can follow. All of the Bach flower remedies, those remedies can be extremely helpful and very easy to use in a crowd where it would be a very subtle thing to get that formula, Bach remedy, on your fingertips and just put it on the tip of your nose. Nobody needs to know what you're doing, or you can share it with your friends. But there are choices within that realm that would help people over those rough spots with either the coffee or the wine or the friends or after dinner.
But we do agree that it is a very tough habit to kick, and the only way that people can really kick it is by following certain guidelines that you may recommend to them to be able to first reduce the number of cigarettes that they're smoking and then use the oxygenation to the body, which is ubiquinol and the niacin and the vitamin C, to be able to function better so that their mind may not be totally on lighting up a cigarette.
Right.
And they're in a mode now where they're thinking, I can't do a cigarette. I'm not allowed to do a cigarette because I'm trying to quit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they keep those feelings very strong in their body.
Right, right. And yes, indeed, it is a physical addiction. Those chemicals, you know, actually grab on to neurotransmitters and have an impact on how you think, how you behave, and so on. So there's that physical addiction. But overcoming that addiction starts with your brain.
Well, now that we covered smoking, there's another topic that I think that women are concerned about, and that's the issue of breast cancer. I think you have two different types of people that may come and see you that have come to see you over the years. One would be an inherited situation where the genes of their aunts or grandmothers or other people in their family may have succumbed to breast cancer and didn't win the fight. And then you have the people that have no traces of anything in their history of family cancer that all of a sudden they've been diagnosed with breast cancer. How do you handle those two different issues when people come to speak to you?
Well, I have a very, very different viewpoint with regard to genetic causes of breast cancer. And people think that I have clients who have undergone double mastectomies because they have been told that they carry that BRCA gene. Mm-hmm. And my statement is your diet and lifestyle absolutely 100% trumps genetics, trumps that family history. And so one of the things that I try to engage the client in is a conversation about how different their lives are than the person in their family who succumbed to breast cancer, and how different their diets may be. And sometimes that's not the case. Maybe they indeed are overwhelmed with stress. They are very much choosing the same foods that person who succumbed to the breast cancer chose. And so I say, these are the things that you need to address. Number one, you need to check your hormones. And there are different versions of estrogen. Estrogen can be very damaging or it can be very protective. So you want to find the protective form of estrogen. And hearing that music tells me that I need to take a breath, and we're going to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. So stay tuned. More to come on overcoming your risk of developing breast cancer. We'll be right back.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good afternoon, everybody, or good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman again for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And Janet and I have been speaking about the issue of cancer and how a dramatic effect it has on people when they've been diagnosed with any type of cancer. And right now we're speaking about women who have been faced with a situation either through genes or through non-genes, where they just have a lifestyle that caused them to develop a cancer that affected them in a devastating way. Because I think the thought process plays heavily on the minds of people when they've been diagnosed with cancer, Janet.
Absolutely.
They fear it.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And, okay, so I talked about diet and lifestyle and the different forms of estrogen. And then I talk about maintaining your vitamin D level at a therapeutically active level.
And what number would that be?
Over 80.
Over 80, okay.
Okay, so the range is 30 to 100, and you want a vitamin D level over 80. If you have concerns about genetic risks of developing breast cancer, or if you have had breast cancer in the past. The other area that unfortunately is an extremely significant area to discuss and is not brought up, as far as I know, with most mainstream physicians, and that is thyroid function. So if your thyroid function is compromised, if you have been using a synthetic thyroid support medication for many years, it would be very important in my mind to investigate beyond a typical CBC blood test. And what I'm thinking about would be the very high quality profile of thyroid function, T3, T4, free T3, TSH. And even beyond that, something that you can test without ever having to go to a blood draw center or have blood tests being interpreted for you, test your body temperature on arising. And I pretty much can guarantee that your doctor will say, well, that's not important. We always used to think that everyone's body temperature was 98.6, but now we know different. And I'm saying if your body temperature is consistently under 98 degrees when you arise in the morning, there's a little bit of compromised function for your thyroid. And it could be because of stress. It could be because of overindulgence in kale and spinach, which I hear over and over and over again. People are eating so much kale and spinach, which those two vegetables, among others, suppress thyroid function. And I have here at Save-A-Lot an array of very high-quality, medically researched, clinically proven substances that are going to be so supportive of thyroid function, and in supporting thyroid function, you reduce risk of breast cancer.
Well, getting back to the two different types
of estrogen,
you mentioned lifestyle and you mentioned CBC, checking hormone levels, and of course, checking the thyroid. These are things that the consumer has to request of their medical doctor, Janet?
They would have to request the two different forms, E2 and E16. Those are estrogen metabolites. E2 is a beneficial estrogen metabolite. E16 is a negative one, but that would be an extremely unusual test that you have to request from your physician. And many times the physician may say to the patient, well, what are you going to do with that information? And because that doctor doesn't necessarily have any medication that's going to address if those two numbers are out of proper alignment. The doctor doesn't have any medication to address that. But in the natural realm, there are a variety of different suggestions that I can make to people to bring those numbers into line.
Well, what would be some of the supplements if people wanted to get in a program? Let's say they've been diagnosed with breast cancer. Woman feels she doesn't want to go through chemo or radiation. She doesn't want to have a mastectomy. She's willing to take the chance and to live a long, healthy life by beating it herself, with your help, of course. What would be a step program that you would recommend to people that have been faced with a diagnosis of breast cancer?
Okay, so one of the customers at the health food stores that I've been working with for years and years and years falls into that category. A very specific diagnosis of breast cancer, a biopsy of a lump that was found during mammography. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number one, it was a very interesting story because she had family members in the medical field who absolutely were pressuring her to do the straight medical route. And amazingly, with the incredible help and support of her husband and very firm mental commitment to change, she did no further medical intervention after having the biopsy. And what we did was castor oil and iodine patch over the lump, and her survival since the diagnosis, I think, is somewhere in the range of 8 or 9 years. So that castor oil pack has been extremely efficient at breaking down the size of the lump. And I have to say, it was an extremely lengthy list of changes that we implemented. And so, number one, detoxification. So she went through a period of time of fasting and vegetable juices, and she follows pretty much a vegetarian organic diet. There are times that she does add eggs and fish into the mix, but for the most part, it is a vegetarian diet. And in that vegetarian diet, there are days that she just does vegetable juices. So she's very aware of the need for proteins for healing. But the number one aspect of this was detoxification with vegetables.
So she did a detox program based upon what your recommendations were?
Yes.
And generally, how long is the detox program? Is it a 10-day program?
Well, for people who have not been diagnosed with any specific disease, for sure I'd recommend a 10-day detox. That's a very helpful thing to do, certainly in the months after the holidays. So I'm going to say in the end of February, beginning of March, that's a really highly advisable time to do a detox, a 10-day detox program. For someone diagnosed with cancer, my suggestion is it's ongoing. It is a new way of living. So it isn't finished in 10 days because those cancer cells have been roaming around your body for many years and you don't get them out in 10 days.
Mm-hmm. What would be the foundation program of supplements, though, that you could recommend to the listeners out there that are facing a breast cancer diagnosis and would like to do something to help them get through it and maybe eliminate it from the body?
Okay. So you absolutely want to be supplementing with vitamin D3. And very often when women find that their vitamin D levels are suboptimal, they're given a 50,000 IU vitamin D product, but it is a synthetic vitamin D, D2, and it is poorly absorbed. So here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition, we have a very high dose, 50,000 IU vitamin D, but it is D3. So that's the place to start. And you want to work very quickly to get that vitamin D level up. The other that is so important, you want to balance those estrogen forms. So DIM is an accepted substance that will reduce the potential for an estrogen form that could contribute to cancer. So DIM. And so I'm thinking of, there's a company, Biotech, that you have here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center that offers both that high quality, high dose vitamin D and the DIM. So those are two perfect substances to be using. And I'm going to throw in here, even if a woman doesn't have an actual for sure 100% diagnosis of cancer, but she's going through breast cancer, she's going through the mammography situation where her mammogram is suspicious or questionable, jump on those two supplements and you will have the potential for a relatively speedy turnaround and change in your test results. The next one, because it's something that our immune system needs and unfortunately is not very frequently spoken about, it's a very high-quality probiotic. There is information that would lead people to the assumption or to the perspective that estrogen metabolites, estrogen that your body has processed, is because of possible suboptimal liver function, certainly suboptimal colon chemistry. The estrogen hangs out in your colon and unfortunately gets reabsorbed into your bloodstream. So you need an extremely high quality probiotic. The probiotic that will neutralize the estrogen and prevent it from being reabsorbed into the bloodstream and moving that estrogen out of your body. And in order to facilitate that, so the combination of a high quality probiotic and a high lignin flax oil. The flax oil is going to be helpful in supporting how your liver is handling those hormones, and the lignins are fibers from flax, and those fibers specifically move estrogen out of the body.
You would recommend flax over fish oil?
Well, fish oil is going to reduce inflammation, but I said it has to be the high lignin. So it's the fibrous flax that's going to move
that's
the estrogen
difference.
Out of the body. And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman. And we're broadcasting from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We'll be right back.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We are sitting here at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. And the store is located just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on the right-hand side. As you're coming south on State Road 7, you come to a light that's Northwest 31st Avenue. And if you look off to the right, you will see the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center sign located to your right. And just turn right at Northwest 31st, pull into the parking lot, and you're right here. This is the PennDOT Plaza Shopping Center, which has the PennDOT Supermarket. And it's been here for many, many years. People enjoy shopping there, and we enjoy being here in that same shopping center. So that's where we're located. If you have to call us for any reason, and you want any information about products we carry or products that we stock, please feel free to do so. And we only have live people that answer the phones. We do not have voicemail. We do not put you on hold and ask you to push 1, 2, 3, or 4. We will only speak to you live. That is the policy here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, as well as the EDLP program, which is Everyday Low Prices, 52 weeks a year, year-round. We are open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. And we are closed Sunday and all national holidays, including the holiday of Rosh Hashanah for the first day and the holiday of Yom Kippur. And if you want to reach us, please feel free to call 754-307-1655. Again, that's 754-307-1655. And getting back to the issue of cancer, Janet. What are some of the other supplements that you recommend based upon the people you're speaking to as to the recommendation to help build their immune system and stay strong? You mentioned vitamin D being a very, very important part of the whole process. And you mentioned DIM, another important part of the whole process. What are some of the other things that you'd like to recommend?
I just want to let everyone know that DIM, that supplement, is an estrogen suppressor. So it will allow your body to get rid of excess estrogen. So the other supplement that I consider crucially important whenever anyone has been diagnosed with cancer is coenzyme Q10, again, specifically the ubiquinol version. And the reason for that is cancer cells do not like an oxygenated tissue. So if you support oxygenation throughout your body, the possibility of a malignant cell multiplying unimpeded is reduced. So again, it could be up to 600 milligrams of ubiquinol twice a day for someone in a dramatically perilous situation dealing with a cancer diagnosis. And then you must get out of your diet any of the foods that are hormonally contaminated. So when we were talking about the smoking and the celebrities that were promoting cigarettes, what came to my mind was the milk commercials with the celebrities with the little white mustache. Milk, it does a body good. Well, no, it doesn't. If it comes from dairy herds that have had their feed contaminated with hormones and antibiotics. So you want to make sure that any dairy products you're purchasing are organic. Any eggs you're using, organic. Any meat you are eating must be organic, and then no farm-raised fish. So those would be the top priorities to get control over with a cancer diagnosis.
I know one I left out when we mentioned it, and that was the hydrogen flax oil, you said.
Right.
Was also very important.
Right. So the oils from the flax, and you have to have, again, high-quality flax, you are going to benefit your liver with those specific profile of fats from the flax oil. And then the lignans are the fibers, and the fibers grab onto the excess estrogen and move it out of your body. It's very important to understand that you have to have the right profile of the right ratio of estrogen to progesterone. And unfortunately, even when hormones are low, that ratio may be out of balance, way too much estrogen with regard to how much progesterone. And again, that's something that I work with people about.
Well, we know that there are probably well over 100 diagnoses of different types of cancer in the human body. And the items that you mentioned, such as the DIM, mm-hmm. such as the vitamin D, the high lignin flax oil, the ubiquinol, coenzyme Q10, and there may be some other ones based upon the individual's needs
right.
that you would like to recommend. But would you say that those are the foundation products for people who have been diagnosed with any one of a number of different cancers?
Primarily the hormonally different cancers, the hormonally based cancers, those that would be that foundation, yes. And then based on the individual, we would go into other things because some people are very stoic and they can manage the diagnosis and focus and move forward with a new supplement program and a new lifestyle. Other people, their diagnosis might be worsened by extreme anxiety. And so dealing with those two different people, we can work on what their needs are.
Well, we only have a few minutes left, but I did want to make mention, Janet, you should make mention, the hours that you hear at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, because a lot of people may want to come and see you but are not aware of when you're here to speak to them. And there is no charge for people to come in and speak to you. I would consider it a privilege to have people come in to speak to you to be able to understand how they can help themselves treat any health challenge, a health concern, or health diagnosis that they would like to get corrected. So what hours are you here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center?
Okay, well, I'm here 6 days a week. The store is open 6 days a week, and I'm here every day that the store is open. And we've varied the hours, so people who are available early in the morning, they can come and see me. People who are not free until later in the day, they can come and see me. So Monday and Tuesday, I'm here 9 to 5. Wednesday and Thursday, I'm here from 1 to 7. And Friday, I am here from 4 to 8.
Right.
And Saturday, I'm here from 12 to 5. So,
well, let's do this here. Let people take a moment and just get a pencil and paper and jot these hours down mm-hmm. so that when you do come into shop and you would like to see Janet, make it a point to come in while she's here. And we have a sign-up list that people can go to customer service, put your name down, and Janet will see you, and she gives at least 15, 20 minutes for any health concern that you may have. So let's repeat those hours so people can make a note of it and be able to come in to see you when it's convenient for them.
Right. And Monday and Tuesday, the hours are 9 to 5. That's easy.
Without a doubt.
Wednesday and Thursday, I am here from 1 to 7.
Which is nice because people that
after
finish
work
are able to come and see you.
Working till 5, yeah. And then Friday, I am here from 4 to 8, even
that's
later.
Latecomers.
Yes.
That's the latecomers.
And then Saturday, I'm here from 12 to 5.
Well, those are very complete hours, and as you pointed out, we are closed Sunday, but the store hours are open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday 9 to 6, and we are closed Sundays and all national holidays. And anything that you may find in your life, whether it be for you yourself, whether it be for a husband, whether it be for a significant other, do you recommend people come in with those people that they're trying to find information about, Janet?
It's pretty much up to the family. I suggest that you don't try to coerce somebody to come and see me. You certainly could bring them in and let them meet me, because mm-hmm. here is what I can do. I can adjust my approach to meet that individual's needs. So if I have someone who's skeptical about natural approaches to supporting health, I can be quite gentle.
That's a very good description.
And for those people who are already very well established with a base foundational program, I can work with their priorities so that they can get into the next level of health support.
Well, and as you pointed out, when you use the word levels, I think the initial consultation that people can come in and expect is a feeling out, so to speak, of what it is your concern, what is your challenge, or what is your primary goal in improving your health. And I think this is where you have to take accolades for what you've been able to accomplish over the years, and that is give people the opportunity to see the benefits of taking the steps one small step at a time.
That's how it goes. That's the best way to do it. And that music means we're out of time. I had such a very enjoyable interview with you, well, Mr. Foreman. So thank you so much. And to all of our listeners, thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back tomorrow at 10.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.